Charlene Edelman's on a phone line. She led the lawsuit against the city of Chicago and the Obama Presidential Center construction. So I don't think they're going to say they've lost the war, but they did lose this battle in court yesterday. Charlotte, you're back on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
What's going on there, Charlotte? How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I mean, I'm unhappy about the decision, but to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised.
So the judge said that this can go forward. There's still an appeal that you all can exercise, and there's still a federal review, so it's not certainly going to happen, but it sure looks like it is. And what was the crux of your petition? What did you think was wrong about putting in less than 4% of the land that comprises Jackson Park? What did you think was wrong about putting the Obama Center there?
Well, when you build centers, private centers, which is what the Obama Center is, it's not a public center. It's private. It's being built by the Obama Foundation, which was incorporated in Washington, D.C. in 2014. When you put private centers like that into a city, you should put them into private locations. There are many, many locations in the south side of Chicago, which is the area where Mr. Obama wants to have the Obama Center, and where the residents very clearly dearly want it to be on the south side. Many, many locations of areas full of derelict buildings are boarded up, broken windows, and weedy, empty lots. And that is the place which, logically, a center like this should be built. It would be take up space that is currently derelict and causing problems for the area, and have a new set of buildings.
Right.
That would be very convenient to the population. It's not unlike Jackson Park, which is so inconvenient to everybody that they are building a 450-car garage as the sole axis there.
Well,
There's
they say
no,
they're going to address that. Well, let me ask you this, Charlotte. Charlotte, let me ask you this.
Okay.
I'm going to build you a shiny new house. Now, do you want me to put it on the weedy lot that's in a derelict area where nothing is? Or do you want me to put it in the middle of a beautiful park near the lake?
Well, if it's a person who is a private citizen, like Mr. Obama is, and he wants to build himself a house, he has to build it in a private land, not in a park. The park does not belong to Mr. Obama. It belongs to all the residents of the state of Illinois. The park is built as the judge wrote in his opinion.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if I can find it here. The defendant park district exists as a body politic established by Illinois law pursuant to the Chicago Park District Act. So the park does not belong to the people who live in Hyde Park or South Shore or anybody there. It doesn't belong to people who just live in the city of Chicago. It belongs to anybody who is an Illinois resident, and each of us have an equal voice in it, and each of us will be paying our share of the $200 million taxes that are going to be imposed on us for the construction that is being demanded by the Obama Foundation to redo the different roads and highways. Now, I just think it's important to know that about $200 million is the sum. And the people who claim to be the primary people who have the right to have their voice heard about the Jackson Park site, who happen to live in Hyde Park, Washington Park, South Shore, and Woodlawn, and they're represented by a group called Southside Residents for Hope, who claim they represent virtually all of these people. They are demanding that the entire state of Illinois pay for this construction and rehabilitation and changing of all the streets. And now I did the math on it. That four neighborhoods constitutes a number of people that will pay 0.7% of the $200 million, while the rest of the Illinois taxpayers are going to pay 99.3% of the $200 million. Now, on top of wanting, demanding that the entire state of Illinois pay for an Obama Center by a private institution, a private corporation, they are also demanding a CBA, Community Benefits Agreement, to provide them with benefits. Apparently, they don't feel that the economic benefits that will flow from having the
I'm dubious about that, too. But, you know, what you aren't dwelling on, and I'm a little surprised, Charlotte, is I think what worries people is the slippery slope, that if we allow this private enterprise, and, you know, when you say private enterprise, you make it sound like they're going to put a Burger King there, a library or a presidential center. I know those are different things, but this thing with Obama's name on it doesn't feel private. It feels institutional. It feels public, even though that's a distinction with a difference. But I'm not as alarmed by the fact that it's private. But I thought what would alarm you is the fact that now, if we're going to allow a private enterprise to go into this public space, doesn't that, well, in fact, I think that's what Ron is calling about. Hey, Ron, you're on WGN. What's your concern,
Hello, John.
Ron? Hey, you're on the air.
Hello, John.
Yeah.
John, I was born and raised in Chicago. I retired from working in Chicago about 3 years ago. So I'm Chicago, okay?
Yeah.
What I see here happening, and President Obama is leading the charge, this is the beginning of the destruction of the lakefront. You're going to see casinos go up. You're going to see hotels. And driving on Lakeshore Drive will now be slots of sunshine coming in with the blue.
Yeah, that's the most worrisome thing to me. Ron, thanks for the call.
Well, yeah.
Charlotte,
yes, I remember
that.
When I spoke to you a few months ago about this, I mentioned the fact that this is a terrible precedent. This opens the door to having other important, very rich people demanding their 20 acres of Jackson Park or any other park to build their personal private center. You may not see much of find that very important, but it's very important because when one individual does it, that leads the way for everybody else to do it. So that is, to me, one of the most disturbing things about this is the precedent that this is setting.
Yeah.
They have other important, rich people build their monuments to themselves in public parks.
The judge said
it's just wrong.
The judge said it was the public good, that this private enterprise operate.
That is not the purpose of the Chicago parks. The parks are supposed to be open and free for everybody.
Right.
This particular park was designed by Frederick Olmsted, and Mr. Olmsted happens to be a man who was a great abolitionist. I don't think anybody is aware of that. Back in the day, he stood for abolition. He was opposed to slavery. And in order for him to make his mark in the world, since he became a landscape architect, he designed parks in cities that were intended to be available to all people to use, of all races, creeds, and colors. And he designed parks that were to have no buildings in them. And there is no building in Jackson Park for 540 or whatever number of acres it is.
Yeah.
And this is going to this is a precedent that destroys the goal of Mr. Olmsted.
I wonder what he would say, though. I mean, it's a little ironic that the person that'll violate that is, in fact, an African-American president of the United States. But that's great history. I did not know that. Charlotte, we're out of time. There will be an appeal. Maybe this isn't the last time you and I talk about this, okay?
I say not. Thank you so much for having me on, and I really appreciate it.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Charlotte Edelman.